Yarra Valley FM 99.1, this is the Bat Cave, and special guest Chris Heskett in tonight. Local muso, and he's in under sufferance of a croaky voice, but he's going to battle on and maybe place a number live as well. But we do have his CD here. But before we go into all that, welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me in as well.
That's all right. And how local is local?
So I'm located in Healesville, but also Heathmont. So
excellent.
A stretch both ways.
Oh, you cruise between the country house and the...
The inner suburbs.
So Healesville, and how well do they know you in Healesville? Have you gigged around there?
Not a lot yet. My dad's just moved up there, so yep. I'm yet to branch out that way, but... Definitely next page. I think a couple of wineries along the way as well wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, and cafes there in Hillsville.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll branch out there eventually, but yeah, that's the plan.
So, how did you get into music? Were you come from a musical family?
Yes and no. I did learn a couple of instruments at a young age for a brief period, but lost interest due to just being young and not focused enough, I suppose. Played in some jazz bands in school, which kind of just got my ear into it and started enjoying it. But it wasn't until I actually left school where I started playing piano, guitar, and singing a bit more. So probably around 18 or 19, I really got stuck into it. Started listening to a bit more Ed Sheeran, found out he busked, and thought, well,
if
that's the maths to doing music, start there. So got my busking license, started busking in little alleyways around Melbourne acoustically, then built up the confidence to tell people I did music, and just kept on gigging, small gigs. Got my first little headline act, probably around 20 years old, just ended in Morty Alec.
Yep.
And then just from there, just enjoyed it enough, lucky enough to have the support from everyone. So,
And
don't want to work a 9-to-5 job is probably the biggest push for it, I'd imagine.
You'll just work 9-to-5, but 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah, exactly right. Work towards it.
Busking, though, is one way to do it. Sean Kirk, you know him?
Yeah.
He was busking when we first met him, and he's just gone on over the years to more and more things. So there you go. Now, I will tell you that I tried to go through the same route you did. My parents tried to teach me instruments, music, and it was a big waste of time. Big waste of money. Some people have it, some don't. So I'm glad that you got back into it, even after you didn't take to it when you're too young. But to find that sort of gifting and passion at early age in life is great. You know, it's better than starting when you're 50 or 60.
Exactly. I could have started when I was 10, but I'd rather starting when you're 20 is not as bad.
Yeah.
Still get there.
Yeah, you're a totally different person. And you will be a totally different person in another 5 years.
Exactly. Hopefully in a good way, that's the point.
Yeah. But we'll get into the future later. First up, you've got an EP out called Origins.
Yep.
And so this is a CD of your original tracks. That's why you called it Origins?
Correct. All originals except for one in the middle, Wayfaring Stranger.
Yeah.
That's the one cover track on there. So it's an old folk song that's been done in different ways by a few different artists.
Yeah.
But as before I said, Ed Sheeran's probably one of my bigger influences. He did a cappella loop version of that. So I've kind of just mirrored that essentially and popped it on the album there. Just a bit of point of difference and great song, to be honest.
So when you're busking, you have a guitar. What else do you have?
So originally I started just doing it acoustically. So guitar on the back, head out, grab a coffee into Grave Street, which is a little alleyway in the city. Just doing it naturally there. Wanted to build up a little bit more once I got a bit more confidence and thick skin from the Melburnians. So recently bought myself a new setup with a battery-powered amp, got my loop pedal, little power kit set there. So spent a lot of my times on either Swanston or the corner of Elizabeth and Burke.
Yeah.
So starting to branch out a little bit more with that, and I'll just keep on chipping away at that. Busking's great. It's just a lovely natural way of sharing music. Stand there on the street, everyone listens, and it's great.
Throws money.
Yeah, that's the plan, exactly right. Hopefully in the notes, because they don't hurt as much as the coins.
Good stuff. So I will play the first number on your EP, Future Is Your Map.
Yep.
So we'll play that and then have a bit of a chat about that one. Chris Heskett.
Days go by and I think of where I've been. Although I've tried to change my past, I sadly cannot change a thing. I know I've done a dumb thing or two, but let me tell you this. With no loss or failure to avoid your sins, many lessons you'd have missed. Life is a lesson, a lesson to be heard. Trust me when I tell you, he's pouring a lot of words. You can't change where you've been or where you are today. Keep on moving forward, you're the one thing in your way. You take two steps forward, maybe one step back. But mistakes are your compass and the future is your map. Future is your map. Those days went by, and I think of where I've been. And now I've learned from my past. No, I wouldn't change a thing. And I know I've done a dumb thing or two, but let me tell you this. With no loss or failure to avoid your sins, many lessons you'd have missed. Life is a lesson and a lesson to be heard. Trust me when I tell you, these important lot of work. You can't change where you've been or where you are today. Keep on moving forward, you're the one thing in your way. You take two steps forward, maybe one step back. Mistakes are your compass and the future is your map. Future is your map. The future is your map. Life is a lesson and a lesson to be heard. So trust me when I tell you, point a lot of words. You can't change where you've been or where you are today. Keep on moving forward, you're the one thing in your way. One thing in your way.
I love disco and I hear it's making a comeback.
This is the Batcave.
Disco free radio.
You betcha. No disco hits tonight. Chris Heskett with the first track from his EP Origins. The track's called Future Is Your Map, and it sounded like one of those stop and think about the lyrics type thing because he's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, you might be on something.
Yeah. So where did that song branch from?
I suppose a few bits and pieces, as we all do. Stuff happens and you're kind of like, well, that's a bit of a crap situation, crap week, crap month, year,
yeah,
etc. It's kind of once you've gone through all that stuff and you can look back on it and go, as corny as it is, that's what made me who I am today. And it's the lessons you learn, and sometimes you cop lessons and, you know, you cop the flak from it. But if you hadn't copped it at that time, if you copped it in 2 years' time, it could be a worse outcome.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's a positive spin on the negatives that happen. And it's just, it is what it is. So.
Yep. Now, you got seven tracks on here. You've written six of them. Great. On your EP Origins. Are you still writing new stuff now?
I probably spent, it's been out for, I think it might be a month now. So I spent the first month just relaxing.
Yeah, having a break.
Because I did a launch gig and stuff like that. So
yeah,
stressful but enjoyable. But yeah, about 2 days ago I wrote a new track, and it's nice to see my brain isn't completely empty. So I slowly refill the tank and keep cranking out songs. So there'll definitely be more. I'm not too sure if I'll do another album for a while, because that's a it's a bit of a process, but there definitely will be. I can imagine 2020 will have a single or two or three in it. That's definitely the plan, keep cracking at it.
Yeah, well, nowadays as opposed to when I was your age, you can just release singles all the time.
Yeah, it's not a big hassle. It's just get it done and get it out there.
Now, this is a question I get different answers from different musicians who are singer songwriters. you're both. You compose your music, you write your songs. Which comes first?
In terms of the chords or the lyrics?
Do you think of the lyrics first and then have to make music for it? Or do you think of a tune and then think, oh, what could I do that with?
It depends. Some of the songs that are more venting mechanisms, it's sometimes a thought or a story that comes out and you go, I just want to get this out the way, write it. Other times, I'll try and find chord progressions, find out, feel what kind of mood it's in, and then look back into what kind of stuff's in my head and go, okay. So, for example, with Future Is Your Map, I wrote the chords first. I was sitting at the fountain in near Parliament Station in the city after busking. And my thought was, I don't want to write a four-chord song. How can I do something different? Hence why the intro is all on the same chord to start, the finger picking. Wrote out all the chords and went, you know, this sounds like a cheery tune. Why not throw something positive in there? But then went away with the lyrics. But like the second song on the track, Love Left Behind, that was the other way around. That was... You know, broke up with my girlfriend, thought I'd vent it out, and didn't think it'd actually turn into a song of any type. But
half the songs out there are happened from that.
Yeah, well, that, exactly right, one way or another. So,
Love Grand.
Yeah. Yeah, it just differs depending on the song and the vibe, but I just kind of just wing it, I suppose. Yeah.
Excellent. So, your guitar, because this isn't visual, I'll try to describe your guitar. It's got the half round sort of back, so no sharp edges sitting against you all the time, which is great for busking. And on the front, the sound holes or something they call them.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it's not just one big one in the middle like most guitars. You've got two groups of various sized holes, both sides of the strings, and they're veneered with looks like leaves. Autumn leaves type thing. The guitar base is basically black, the body, and at the top the head is also shaped. So there's a lot of woodworking gone into this guitar. Looks quite spectacular. And yeah, it looks like some rare woods used on the head and possibly the neck. So there you go, folks. It looks pretty spectacular. If you're on Instagram, you can check out Chris Heskett with Chris Heskett Music. That's CHRISHESKETT Music. He's on Insta there. You can check out his pictures and probably see his guitar on that. But he does have his guitar in his hand, so we're obviously going to get a bit of a treat. What are you going to sing for us?
I'll be singing the second song on the track, Love Left Behind.
Yep.
On the EP, it actually is purely piano bass with a little bit of percussion.
Yep.
But I didn't feel like wheeling a piano in today, so I thought I would crank out a slightly different version with the guitar and with some less than average vocals, because the old voice box is struggling to answer your questions, let alone sing a tune at the moment. But
just tell them you're modelling Dylan or something.
Yeah, exactly right. I thought love was meant to last forever, and we saw us hold on at every turn. And I fought to make sure that our love gets better, but it seemed like love had been left behind. And I thought somehow that my words could change you, but it seemed like we could not see eye to eye. And I pray someday that our love gets better, but I see now our love's been left behind. Our love, whoa. Our love's been left behind. From here, friends said that it would get better, but it's not clear. Where do I draw the line? She's not here. Feel like my heart cannot mend, but it's my fear that love's been left behind. Our love. Whoa. Our love. So that love's been left behind. I know that we had something special. Even so, I guess it's for the best though. If we leave our love, our love, our love. Love's been left behind.
Wonderful. Love Left Behind, Chris Heskett's sung live here in the Batcave, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. That was the voice of Chris Heskett, although he would probably be saying, well, I do better than that.
Something absolutely.
How do you look after your voice when it starts to go bad?
Two ways. Depends. If I've got a gig coming up, usually it's lemon, ginger, honey, yep, all of that kind of nonsense in a teacup.
Mm.
But if I don't have many gigs coming up, it's usually a beer will do the job.
Some musicians I've heard, they do really strange things in the few hours before they get up on stage.
Anything and everything I've heard, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, you might get to that stage when you're on the Voice or something.
Fingers but crossed, I guess.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Now, gigs around the place. You've recently moved and got a bit of a base in Hillsville, so you want to sort of explore things around here. But your other place in Kilsyth, what sort of places do you end up playing in? So cafe more or pubs?
More pub based. One of the gigs I have is currently working at the Corian Hotel as well.
Yeah.
So my manager Joel there, he usually sorts me out with a gig or two in the social bar there. So when there's some functions on or something going on, and been doing some open mics there on Thursdays as well.
Open mics are great.
Yeah, yep. They're fantastic. That's how I started out as well. Was busking in open mics. More pub based, but my main idea would be moving forward, I really want to start exploring some more wineries and stuff. I feel like they're a really cool vibe, especially in summer. Outdoor gigs,
yeah,
all about it. Now I've got my setup where it's all battery powered, so this doesn't need to be 6,000 extension cords going all around the place. That's definitely the plan though, is to branch out more into the winery regions, do some nice events there. Yep. But anything and everything, you know, if someone asked me to come play an open mic, play three songs, I'd be there, just still enjoying doing it full stop. So anywhere and everywhere at the moment. Anyone that'll put up with me, essentially.
Yeah. Now, before we play another track off your EP, I want to ask, and this is something else I ask some musicians, and get interesting answers. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where would you like to be?
That is an interesting. 5 years is a long time. 5 years' time, I would love to be doing five times the amount of gigs I'm doing at the moment. So I don't feel like some people want to kind of have a hit and say, oh, thanks for the million dollars, off I go kind of thing. But I mean, that would be nice also, obviously. I don't know, I just want to continually keep doing live music. I want to say I'll be busking still in 5 years in Melbourne, doing gigs everywhere. I want to be doing it full time easily. And the one thing that I'm battling at the moment is finding the gap between playing as many gigs as possible and not just being, oh, we need a musician to fill in the corner.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be, oh, can we book Chris in for this gig? So I kind of want to be a well-known person for sounding good live and the man for the occasion, so to speak. So keep on writing originals, have maybe another two albums out, doing an Australian tour is definitely something I'd want to see myself.
Yeah.
And a venue that I would love to play and fill up, Sydney My Music Bowl.
As you do.
It's a big venue, but just the whole vibe of it, I've seen John Butler play there, and it's just a really cool vibe. You've got your front seat audience, you got your back seat on the lawn, big dome, a nice little homey kind of venue. So Sydney, my music bowl in 5 years. If it was 3 years, I wouldn't be complaining. But
I saw Dylan there back in the late 70s.
It's a fantastic spot for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, no reason why you can't make it to that.
Just keep cracking along.
Mm. Now, apart from your Insta, where do people find you on the internet?
It's probably the easiest one these days is on the Instagram. And then I've yet to set up a website. Probably by January, I'll probably have a website. This will most likely be chrisheskettmusic.com.au. That just makes it easy for people to find me, put bookings through. But, I usually reply within a couple of hours on the Chris Heskett Music on Instagram. That's probably my main point of call. I've got a Facebook page as well, Chris Heskett Music. I just find these days traffic tends to go a lot more through the Instagram page, so that's probably my main point of call for the time being.
Alrighty. Now, this, what have I chosen? Number three, I've chosen Be The Same featuring Emily Ward. Can you tell us about Emily?
So Emily is one of my good friends, so we've been doing bits and pieces of music together for the last 3 years or so.
Hello, Emily.
Yeah, she'll be out there somewhere. So she's just extremely talented at singing. She did music when she was younger and kind of fizzled out with uni and stuff. And I've always kind of tried to edge her along to keep on cracking at it because she's just got a fantastic voice. So Be The Same is actually a song I wrote years ago, and this song was actually just written about an idea rather than an actual experience. So I wrote the song with the idea of someone could have a rough relationship or a rough breakup, and that deters them from trying to continue pursuing future relationships. So I wrote it on the idea that you've got a guy and a girl that both had a crummy ex, etc., and they'd be a good fit together, could both be happy together, but based on their past experiences, that's deterred them. So I wrote this song years ago, wanted to chuck it on the album, thought it would sound good as a duet with a male and female part. And then, Emily was just the best fit with her voice, and she lives nice and local as well. So, it was very fortunate for her to come and help me out on this track.
Okay, so here we go. Be The Same, Chris Heskett.
Sitting by himself, figuring out where to go next. No girl in his life, cause he can't move on. He can't go left, he can't go right. Can't go one more sleepless night, sitting by himself. Now he knows how quickly things can change. Can't go down. Strength alive just can't be found. Just in my
sitting by themselves, figuring out where to go next. No love in their lives, cause they can't move on.
If he loves her,
if she loves him,
think of what they might have been if they weren't sitting by themselves.
Be the Same by Chris Heskett from his EP that's just out called Origins. Make sure you get onto it. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The program is The Batcave. And here's another bonus track.
Ask myself the question, where do I go wrong? Every time I try to endeavor to move on, cause I want you, need you, always by my side. And there's nothing I won't do. Have you had an eye, an eye? And I don't want anyone but, anyone but you. Now you're asking me the question, will this ever change? Or are we just destined to always feel this way? Cause I want you, need you, always by my side. And there's nothing I won't do. Have you had an eye, an eye?
You.